with you, and I pray everybody has a Bible. If you don't, get you out a notepad. Get you something to write on, because the Spirit of God has something to say to everyone that's in the room. How many know that when God brings you into a place, He has a purpose and a reason for bringing you there? He just doesn't call you for the sake of calling you. Amen. He's called you because you're valuable and you're important. And what's happened in this world and what's happening in the age that we're living in now, as the enemy has distorted it so much, the picture, it's brought so much confusion into the world, amen, that everybody, the people aren't seeing clearly. You know, I remember there was an old rock and roll song that sang, "I can see clearly now, the rain is gone," okay? In other words, there's a cloud, and the cloud isn't only in the world, but there's been a cloud over the body of Christ, and God's breaking through the cloud, and His glory is going to be revealed, and He's coming just like He said He was going to come. Every word that He has spoken will come to pass. And when I was praying this week, the Lord said to me, and as He was speaking to me, first off, I was praying for Him to open the eyes of my family. How many have family that need God to open the eyes of? Come on. Then I asked Him, Lord, open the eyes of our church. How many need their eyes to be opened that are here today? Lord, open the eyes of this city of Harrisonburg. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, open the eyes of this state of Virginia. Open the eyes of this country, the United States of America. Open the eyes of the world. God's coming back for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Amen. And God wants you to understand today that you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. The reason you're not accomplishing what you're desiring to accomplish is you're trying to do it in your own power and in your own strength. So God says today, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learn of me. Amen. So today, as we're getting into the Word now, I think God wants to go somewhere. Is it okay if I get a little excited? Yeah. Amen. 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 Hey, and let me tell you something. Let me tell you about a witness in this world we live in. You want somebody to be interested in the Jesus you serve? Get excited about Him. Amen. Amen. Nobody wants to come to a dull party. Hello? And well, we don't want you. We want you to party in the Spirit, not in the spirits, okay? Hallelujah. So look with me today in 2 Kings, and I'm using this illustration for the direction God wants to take us today in His Word. And 2 Kings chapter 6, the Word of God says in verse 15, it says, "When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elijah prayed, and this is our prayer today, and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elijah." And you know what I was looking at? We're living in a world that's walking around blind. Amen. And God's getting ready to do something supernatural. I believe He can start doing something supernatural here today. Amen. Why do we have to feel we have to wait for tomorrow or next week or next year? Why can't we believe God to do something miraculous in our hearts and lives today? Amen. He said, for you today, the title of this morning's message is, No Fear, He is Near. Look to your neighbor and say, No fear, He is near. He is near to open your eyes, to orchestrate His will, so you can overcome the adversity. So let's lift this word today, and let's make a declaration here today. Can we make it together? You know, I like this part. You say, well, why do you do this, Pastor? Well, you know, it's hard to give anybody a degree on anything. Amen. And as we're speaking the word and we're saying the same thing, we're coming into agreement. Amen. How many know there's power in agreement? So let's repeat it. Repeat it to me. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every believer. Father, if there's any here that do not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. If there's any here that drifted away, may this be the day of their return. And for the entire body of Christ, may we be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto you. Father, I need you. Speak to me today, Father God. May your words come forth and not mine. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You know, sometimes when we're walking around with spiritual blindness, we're bumping into things. And we're walking around in spiritual blindness sometimes, we're bumping into things and we're getting hurt. And the body of Christ has been in a place where they've been hurting one another because they're blinded and they're not seeing spiritually, not seeing with open eyes. God says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. If we put a face on it, we lose the battle every time. Amen. So the Lord Ward, first thing he wants to do is the prayer for Elijah prayed for his servant that the Lord would open his eyes. And even though the circumstances, there was an army there, there was horses and chariots that were there, the Lord opened the eyes of the servant so he could see past the situation and the circumstance he was facing to see that his answer was near. Amen. So many times we get so caught up on the problem, we don't speak the resolve. The resolve for me is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He does not change. Amen. That's the only thing that's steady in this chaotic world that we're living in the mass of confusion. He's the only thing that's really in order. Hallelujah. And when we're in him and he's in us, we can bring some order to some chaotic situations. Are you with me? So the first thing we're going to look at is to open. And the Lord reminded me in Acts chapter 26, Acts 26, this is an account of the Saul on the road to Damascus experience. Jesus spoke in verse number 18. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, the Lord's going to open some eyes here today. Jesus said to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance amongst them which are sanctified by faith which is in me. Amen. And Christ, the solid rock, we're standing, all the ground is sinking sand. God wants to open our eyes. Amen. He takes us and calls us to go to the darkest places to bring light. You know, I love that where Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. I don't know about you, but when vision is dim, I don't know about you, but when I read, I like a lot of light. How many need light to read? Amen. The more light, the better I can see. All right. Amen. And what God wants you and I to understand, just in the same fashion in the spirit realm, the more light you expose to others, the clearer they can see. Amen. And if my light's really dull, I ain't really helping a whole lot. Amen. So he says in Psalms chapter 146, look to the one next to you and say, Jesus loves you. And this word has encouraged you not to tear anyone down. We're here to build one another up. Amen. There's enough tearing down in this world. Amen. The psalmist says in Psalms 146, verse number 5, says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, and the Lord raiseth them that are bowed down, and the Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. Amen. I believe there's a turning that's coming to this nation, that's coming to this world. There's a turnaround. Amen. How many are looking for a turnaround something in your life? Amen. Stay focused, because God has something he wants to say to you, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as the word goes forth, it'll accomplish what God wants to do in your heart and life. The devil wants to distract you. He doesn't want you to hear what God has to say to you. And that's why he puts so many things in front of us today. The attention span of man right now is about this much. Amen. Because there's so many things that are distracting and taking your attention. So we got to work with this much to make this much out of it. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 42, Isaiah 42, this is just a reminder for us today. Verse number 6 says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand. I will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Amen. In other words, there shouldn't be surprises to the body of Christ. Truly, when we see all these things that are taking place in our nation and our world, we shouldn't be surprised, because we read Matthew chapter 25. We know that the time and the season that we're in. We know that he's at the door of his return. We know that all these things have to be consummated. And God is saying to you to open the eyes of the church. Because if the church can't see, how are they going to lead the spiritual blind unless they're seeing ourselves? So Lord, just open the eyes. We sang that song a little while ago. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. High and lifted up. Your train filling this place, man. I want to see God's glory fill hearts and lives. I want to see God transform and change people. Amen. Amen. He's a world changer. Amen. When he stepped on this earth, when Jesus said it was finished, it was done, it was complete. And we're just operating and moving in the finished work of Calvary. Amen. And in other words, God says, we have this one thing. You know, we sing songs sometimes. Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Jesus says, here I am waiting. Amen. In other words, there's nothing wrong with the song. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the song, but we need to abide in him. He abides in us. But at the same time, God's already done everything. He's already accomplished everything. Somewhere along the line, we got to believe him and act on it. I don't know. There's an old saying. It says, actions speak louder than words. You know, what did James say? You show me your faith, and I'll show you my works, because faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen? In other words, light isn't just something we talk about. It's something we transmit. If you're familiar with a transmitter, it's something that's used to transmit. It's transmitting a signal. And I'm talking about transmitting beams, transmitting signals, transmitting the Spirit. No one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. And we're in this world that's lost and dying, and we have the answer for every problem. We have the answer for every situation. We have the answer for every circumstance. His name is Jesus. Amen? Is it okay to be in the house? You know, he prayed for his servant that the Lord would open his eyes to see, and that he would orchestrate. In Psalm 68, we have a picture. It's kind of interesting that you say this when God called me. I'm just going to share this. When God called me to plant this ministry, and I met him in his glory, met me in the middle of this property before we ever built, when I couldn't even stand. And I was faced with so much adversity. I mean, the adversary attacked me in every different direction. And the Lord gave me a heavenly vision, just like he did with the prophet Elijah and the servant. God opened my eyes to see, and I saw horses and chariots of fire all around the property. And once I saw that, it was an activator in my faith that nothing could stop what God was going to do. Amen. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, no matter what it felt like, God's not a man that he should lie, that when God says it, he's going to do it. What has God spoken over your life? What has he said about you? Amen. What has he called you to? If he called you to do it, he will anoint you and he'll carry you through. God never starts anything. He never doesn't finish. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He who has begun a good work in me, a good work in you, is faithful to see it through to completion. Amen. God isn't done with you yet. If there's air in your lungs, God isn't done with you yet. You've got purpose, and God has a plan. So no matter what the adversary is saying, God wants you to understand that you're anointed and you're appointed for a time such as now. If you weren't anointed and appointed for a time such as now, the Holy Spirit wouldn't have drawn you to be in this place today to hear what God has to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that. Oh, God's all over the valley, and God's all over the state. God's all over the world, and God, he's moving in places all over the world. This is just one location of many, amen, that God wants to do a work. But he says in the psalmist put it like this. Now, here you got this servant. The servant, one of his faith was the prophet, right? The servant was following the prophet. God had given the prophet a vision, and the prophet prayed for his servant's eyesight so he would see. Amen. And once God opened the eyes of his servant, God began to orchestrate something. Amen. In other words, it takes the opening of the eyes to orchestrate God's will. Amen. And and the psalmist puts it like this in Psalm 68:17. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell among them. Amen. I don't know about you, but I was rebellious one time. Has anybody else been a rebel in the house? Amen. I was rebellious until the Lord revealed something to me. He revealed to me that rebellion is witchcraft. Yes. Amen. And when God showed me that rebellion was witchcraft, he said, man, I better get in with the plan. Amen. And you know what? Every time that I'm faced with something, I'm faced with adversity, or I'm faced with trouble, or the trial to come, all he says is reflect a moment. And as I reflect on what God has done, I have faith to step into what he's getting ready to do. I don't know about you, but there's not one in here that God hasn't showed himself marvelous and wonderful in your life and some circumstance or some situation. God says he opened the eyes of his servant so he could orchestrate his will. Amen. So we look at that in Acts chapter 7. The reason I'm using this, and the Lord laid this in my heart, if we're in the last days, and I truly believe we're in the last days, the Bible says we're gonna face adversity. We may even lose our life for his name's sake. It's going to come to the point eventually, deny God and live. Or live and deny God. Hello? Amen? And sometimes that can come in many avenues in different ways. And I'm not going there. But you can just figure that for yourselves or search your hearts there. But the Word of God says, there's Stephen. Stephen was a man that was standing up for the Lord. The apostles done, but this was the first fruit of the apostles. Amen. Look to the one and say, God, you're the fruit of God. You're fruity. Now, when I'm speaking about fruity, I'm saying that you're full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith, so there's no confusion or misunderstanding. Amen. So if I'm a fruitcake, and my fruits are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. Amen. Amen. So there's nothing wrong with being fruity. What do you say? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father in heaven all the glory. What he said, you're a chosen generation, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, you're a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time was not a people, but now are the people of God, who at one time had not obtained mercy, but now you obtained mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm not that old man. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I know that God's opening my eyes. And the reason he's opening my eyes is because God is going to orchestrate his will amongst us. And I was reminded when Stephen in Acts chapter 7, verse 55, the Word of God says, but he, speaking of Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God in Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Ghost, would not deny God. And in the midst of being stoned to death for the Christ, for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he said, Father, forgive them. Wait, they're stoning him to death. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Paraphrasing. Yes. Why in the world will we not forgive people their trespasses? If we're full of the Holy Ghost, we should be able to release and let go. Let God arise and let the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. There's so much awe in the body of Christ. And it grieves the Father's heart. It grieves his heart. Because we have the Spirit of love. And if the Spirit of love that's in us arises, nothing can quench that love. Nothing can put that love out. We have to allow the Spirit of love to flow in our hearts and lives. We're asking the Lord to open eyes. But what will they see? We have to be orchestrators of God's goodness, God's mercy, God's grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. I didn't deserve it, but he gave it to me anyway. And if you're waiting for men and women to deserve grace from you, you're on the wrong team. Grace comes unconditionally. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the love of God. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, are y'all with me? Is anybody hearing anything? The Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 12. He says, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity," or agape love. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, "I really love you." You're easy to love because I have God's strength. And even in my weakness, His strength is made perfect. Amen? Do you see what the Holy Spirit is doing? He's raising up the body of Christ to usher in Christ's return. We're going to take back some territory for the kingdom of God. Amen. God's raising us up. He's increasing our faith so that we can move mountains. And the mountains I'm talking about is not the Blue Ridge Mountain, but I'm talking about the mountains of adversity that you're going to face. Amen. And there ain't no mountain that's too big for the God I serve. Now, if God decides and He says, "Son, I want you to go to D.C. and I'm going to get something out of your way. I'm going to remove the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Allegheny Mountains and get them out of your way so you can do it." Well, He can do whatever He wants. He's God and I'm not. If He chooses to move that mountain, I know God can move that mountain. Amen. If He can open up the earth and swallow people, I know God can do whatever God decides He wants to do. Amen. So He's saying to us at first, He says, one, that to open the eyes was a prayer, to orchestrate so He could see that greater is them that was with Him than there against Him. Now look to your neighbor and say, "Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world." Say it again to your neighbor. "Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world." In other words, if we see that and we have revelation and we're open to that, we'll step into what God's orchestrating and what God is doing, and then all of a sudden we can overturn some things. Amen? Before we get to overturning, we got to overcome. Amen? So with that in mind, look with me in 2 Chronicles chapter 16. The chronicler, is it okay? I'm just a word man. Everybody like the word? Amen. This is a similar situation. The word of God says in verse 8, "Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host, which very many chariots and horsemen? Yea, because thou didst rely on the Lord, He delivered them into thy hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." Now, I want you to understand that they were going to go through some wars, and all the wars that they went through were for our benefit. Now, if we do not learn from what somebody else has done, shame on us, because we'll have to learn it the hard way. I don't know about you, but I'd like to learn some things the easier way. Amen? I'd like to learn things from the experience that others have been through. You know, Solomon said it like this. He said, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. And the devil cannot steal from you what we have understanding of." And as we're looking at God's word and we're understanding God's word, then when we're faced with the adversity, we can be strong in the Lord and the power of His might by His word that He's given to you and I. Amen. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Amen. I know when I'm faced with a lot of adversity and all of a sudden the Lord opens my eyes and I see that they're more for me than against me. Amen. And I have a whole army that's fighting with me. I don't have fear. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I will help thee. Amen. God is our very present help in the time of need. So the psalmist says in Psalms 34, and we're looking at to overcome. Everyone in the room here today and is listening on the website, every last one have something that's facing them that they have to overcome. If you're not facing something you have to overcome, you're not moving. Amen? And what God says, he's our very present help in the time of need. And in other words, I can't do it in my power and I can't do it in my strength, but he's always there. And the problem is we try to do it in ourselves before we ask for his help. Amen. How many times did we get all worn out and weary because we're trying to do it in our own power and our own strength? The psalmist says in Psalms 34, verse number 7, the word of God says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Look at the one next to you and say, you're blessed. You're highly favored. Matter of fact, you're flavored. I taste the Spirit of God. That was not the Spirit of God. That was the Spirit of Carl. So don't think that last statement. That wasn't from the Father. That was from Carl. He just corrected me. He said, stop. Okay? Hallelujah. How many know how anointed you are or how much you're walking in the Spirit, the flesh still wants to rise? How many know this is a constant battle? Amen? So he just reminds us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. For pulling down of every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into the captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Boy, if you're one of those people like me that sometimes always thinking, you always... your mind's always going. I have to talk my mind to go to sleep at night. Hello? Anybody else? Amen? So we're looking about to overcome. And John 16, I guess I'll get ready to close this down so I don't lose everyone. John 16, 33. Again, Jesus says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Now, wait a minute. Jesus said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say perhaps. Jesus said, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. In other words, what the Lord is saying to you and I, simply in closing today, is God is here to overturn some things. Maybe to overturn our thoughts, our ways. In 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. The word of God says this, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So in closing today, God sent his word here today. Number one, to open our eyes, to orchestrate his will, to overcome the adversity and to overturn what the adversary is trying to do. Amen. God wants you to know that you're valuable, that you're important, and He's called you for a time such as now. And every last one has great value and great worth. That's why the adversary is always plucking at you. That's why he's always trying to discourage you. Because I believe he's seen a picture of where you're going also. Amen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Your word said that you sent your word here today to open our eyes, to orchestrate your will, so that we can overcome adversity and we could overturn the ploys of the adversary. In the closing moments of this service, maybe you're here today and you do not know Jesus, or maybe you drifted away and you're not that place you need to be. And you feel the Lord open the eyes of your heart today. Would you slip your hand up and say, Pastor, that's me. I need a fresh encounter with Jesus. Is there anybody at all? Don't be embarrassed. Nothing. I see their hands. There's another one here. I see their hand. There's another here today. Pastor, I need a fresh encounter with the living Savior. Is that you? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that you're the searcher of hearts, Father God. And you see the actions of the ones that raise their hand, Father God. And they're just asking for a fresh encounter. They know you, Father God. But Father God, you said today that you would open our eyes, that you would orchestrate your will, that we would be able to overcome and overturn the ploys of the adversary. And if you're here today and there's something in your life that you need to overcome, that there's been weapons that formed against you, maybe it's your body, maybe it's your mind, maybe it's your spirit. But what I'd like you to do is, I don't want anybody looking around, just keep your eyes closed. But if that's you and you have something you need to overcome today, would you just stand to your feet? Lift our hands to heaven. Father, your word declares that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth up we shall condemn. So right now, by the power and authority of Jesus' name, Father God, I bind every weapon the adversary is trying to form against these men and women of God. They're marvelously, wonderfully made in your image. Your word says that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, I'm asking, Lord, not only to heal the ones that are gathered here today, but heal the family members and their loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. We send your word out today to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we ask you, Lord, to manifest yourself in a supernatural way. We're standing together in faith. Faith to move some mountains. Some of our family members and loved ones are in a mountain of adversity. And we're binding those mountains right now by the power and authority of Jesus' name. And declare them and decree them for your kingdom and for your glory. Father, your word says that they that wait upon the Lord, that you will renew their strength. And I pray for a renewing of the strength of every believer that's in this room today, Father God. Your strength is made perfect in them in a supernatural way. Holy Ghost, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for every man and woman. I thank you for the call of God that's on their lives, Father God. And I ask you to stir the gifts that have been laying dormant, Father God. Activate them, Father God. Activate them for your kingdom. Activate them for your glory. Activate them for your praise. Activate them for your honor, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that we're gathered together in unity in the name of Jesus. I bind every weapon right now that the adversary is trying to bring division in and disunity amongst the body of Christ. I bind those weapons, I curse them, and I command them to leave this place right now in Jesus' name. How who God has joined together, let no man tear asunder. I know that we say that in marriage, but we're engaged to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that we belong to you. Man and woman and child alike, we all belong to you, and your grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. So Lord, I thank you that God will arise in our hearts and lives, and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Now we may we be a blessing to others. Blessing others. You know what?